I'm tending to my sheep. I'm tending to you. I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. Ooh. I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. I'm the great shepherd. Yes, I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. Yes, I'm the great shepherd. I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. I'm the great shepherd. Yes, I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. Yes, I'm the great shepherd. I am your father, and you are mine. No matter the mess you've made, oh, I'm tending to you. I am your father. You are mine. No matter the mess you've made, oh, I'm tending to you. I'm the great shepherd. Yes, I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. Fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your power. Fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your power. fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your power. 'Cause we want you. We want you. We want you. We want you. Soothe our hearts with your glory. Soothe our hearts with your fire. Soothe our hearts with your glory. Soothe our hearts with your fire. 'Cause we want you. We want you. Father, we want you. We want you. We want you. We want you. Father, we want you. We want you. There's nothing we want more. 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 Fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your power. Fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your power. 'Cause we want you. We want you. Father, we want you. 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 I'm tending to my sheep. Oh, I'm tending to you. I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. I'm the great shepherd.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Kaylin, Psalmist Kaylin?
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary. And we are tagging today, Walk in the Light Wednesday. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being the awesome God that you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And besides you, God, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us peace, joy, and power in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for your precious Holy Spirit abiding and ruling within us, Lord God, leading us and guiding us into our all truth. We thank you, Father God, for our psalmist who brought a song before us, Lord, and brought us into your presence, Lord God, and saying, Lord, we need you. We need you every day, every hour, every second. Let your glory fill these temples. Father God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, because they said yes to you. And Lord God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, empower them, and manifest your glory in them, Father God, that they continue to do the work that you call them to do. We thank you for giving them peace and healing processes, Father God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, even their inner being, Lord God, healed like never before. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you set their hearts and their minds in place to receive what you have for all of us today. Father God, we thank you for the minister that's going to come forth with your word, and we know that we will be empowered and enriched because you have sent your servant to do such. And we glorify you, Father God, because you told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek, we will find. Knock and the door will be open. We thank you, Father, for filling us and filling our cups until it overflows with your anointing, with your joy, with your peace, with your word, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in all that we do. And all that we say hallelujah to your name and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, Minister Songbird Tiffany. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory in this Walk in the Light Wednesday. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us. Thank you to Psalmist Kalen for bringing us into a just anointed time of worship. God bless you both. Thank you for serving us this morning in excellence. And so, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. And I greet each one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We are pressing into our 11th year where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer every Monday through Friday, and we end this call in prayer. And then on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. Our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic, suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. We invite each and every single one of you to visit our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will see the bios, the complete bios of our speakers, and just other great information is on our website. So as you are browsing the web, we invite you to stop by themasterscall.net. And maybe you've been sitting here and feasting at the table and you're saying, you know what, I think I want to greet the callers as they come on, or I think I have a song that I would like to sing as in worship, or I have a message that the Lord has just placed on me and I want to share it. Well, there's an opportunity for you here to be a part of the Master's Call leadership team. And how do you go about doing that? Well, just go ahead and send an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And you could also send your prayer request into that this same email, which is info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Today it is Awareness Wednesday, and, you know, we got to make sure that we keep, you know, our health in check, right? I mean, if our health is not good, then we're not good. So we have to make sure that we are doing what is necessary to make sure that we keep ourselves well, especially during this time of pandemic like never before. So today on Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call, the topic will be allergies. How many of you know someone who suffers from allergies? Right? I know most of us do. So we invite you to head over to the Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005. You can use the access code 294-617-POUND. And that will be immediately following this call. The host and hostess for the call this morning will be none other than Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So please, please, please join the phenomenal Flanagans on the Morning Motivational Call, where the topic will be allergies. Well, I hope you have your pens and your papers and your tablets and your thinking cap, and you're open to receive what the Lord says. And so I'm excited to bring our speaker on for this morning. She is definitely an asset to the kingdom. She is, wow, amazing. She actually was one of my high school sisters at St. Mary's Academy in Inglewood, California, all the way back in the 80s. And so I am so, so, so excited to be able to be serving with her, building the kingdom. And so definitely God has been doing some great things in her life. She's all the way out there in Georgia, where she is doing great things. And so this morning I have the honor to bring her to the line. She is definitely a woman of God. She has a servant's heart. She is the mother of a son and a daughter. She is definitely royal. She is useful. She is trustworthy. And she is honest. And so this morning, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Ruth Smith. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Songbird. I am here.
Take it away.
Well, good morning to the Master's Call family, to all of our family and friends. Oh, praise be to our Lord for seeing fit and being so gracious to wake each and every one of us up this morning. As our ancestors would say, enclosed in our right mind. Really didn't understand what that meant when I was little. I thought it was kind of weird, but at 55, I truly understand being in your right mind and the grace and beauty of waking up this morning. Thank you so much. You know, all praises go to our Most High, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for entrusting me with giving an encouraging word to the people this morning. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. And the Lord definitely used my daughter, this morning out there in California to encourage me this morning. So I thank the Lord for both my son Ian and my daughter Jalen. Awesome job to our illustrious host who said such kind words. She has been my friend, I think, since we were 14, and that same bubbly spirit and enthusiasm and just over-the-top joy and happiness, she had that when she was 14. So we just love her dearly. Psalmist Kaylin, you know, what a blessing to hear the sweet spirit of the Lord in worship first thing in the morning. And to our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, for seating and greeting each one of us, I thank each and every one of you for your support. The message today is of course, inspired by our Lord, but it is from my pastor from Raleigh North Christian Center, pardon me, Dr. Jeffrey Chapman, and the title of the message is The Soul Realm. And we're looking at 3 John verses 1 through 3. We're going to talk a little bit about the soul. We of course, hear the most about the spirit because that is just what should really rule us and be embedded, you know, in who we are, in our very essence. So let's talk a little. And of course, we know about the body, the flesh that we deal with every day. And thank the Lord for the spirit. But let's talk a little bit about the soul. And please forgive me in advance. I have moved recently just from one city to another. Had to go out of state to handle some business. So indeed, my voice is a bit raspy this morning. So I ask for forgiveness for that in advance. So the soul. This is the part where you carry your scars. Wow. Even as your soul prospers, what are the signs when the soul is not right? I know we talk about a lot of things that are right, that are good, that are favorable, that are holy and just. But what about the things that are unrighteous, that aren't right, the things that we do and say, the things that we allow into our eye gates, the things that we entertain, the things that are just simply not right? Sometimes turmoil on the outside is a direct reflection of the inside. Your soul is a drum major. Remember, Dr. King said, remember him as a drum major. A rap leading a band in every area of your life, your family, your finances, your mental health, your relationship. If the drum major, and for any of you that were in band, you would really relate to this. If the drum major is off, the whole band is offline. It knocks everyone off their square. Everyone is off-centered because the drum major is the leader, and the drum major sets the tone. When your heart misses a beat, something is off. All sickness is not from sin. Can I beg the question that possibly it's a soul issue? So the question I ask each and every one of you today, how is your soul? Sometimes we hear about soul ties in a physical issue. In Mark 2:1, Yeshua said to the crippled man, your sins are forgiven. Yeshua did not talk to the disease. He spoke to the root of the problem. Isn't that just like our Lord and our Savior? He's not like man or woman or child that will look on the surface of things and point all those superficial things out. He went to the very depths of this person's soul and spoke to the root of the problem, not the symptoms of the problem, but the root. How powerful is that? It's a soul issue. When your mind makes a decision and your physical, your body is not doing what your head says. Your mind is often sick, and the ancestors would say that we are sin sick. As a young child, I thought that was funny and weird too, but now as an adult, I surely understand we are in a very dark, sin sick world, only to be redeemed by our Savior and our Lord. And simply, and this may be a little hard for some of us, you, meaning me, you, and everyone else, you just can't be trusted. You can't speak order on the outside when you have disorder on the inside. When you say we are delivered out of the mouth, but our actions show differently. When you're sick, it takes more than praises, more than I love you. It took four men to carry the cripple man, and still, some of us aren't financially stable, aren't able to do things on our own. Some of our marriages and our relationships aren't steady. We're sick in our souls. Yeshua came to heal, and we talk about sin. We talk about the sin of a person or persons. Let's look at faith. Let's look at the faith of those four men who served as the hands and feet of our spirit, the Lord. Sometimes, you know what? You need someone to carry you. You need them to carry you to church, to maybe just a fun, enjoyable, relaxing time. Some husbands need their wives to carry them, maybe through a difficult financial time or a layoff. Some wives need their husband or their significant other to carry them, maybe through depression or through a sickness. We all need someone to carry us. And I ask, who and what is carrying you? The Bible says, when Yeshua saw and healed the man, the four men carried, and more importantly, they believed. These were believers. We need to be surrounded and aligned with believers, like-minded individuals that can encourage you, not discourage you, that can speak the truth in love and carry you at your weakest time. In my mind, I have, I'm picturing the picture that most of us are familiar with, where the Lord is carrying the man. He almost looks like a tattered, battered slave or indentured servant, to where his body is just wrapped in a cloth and the Lord is carrying him, and you can see the footprints of the Lord. He carries us. He carries us through that divorce, through that wayward child, through our own evil ways. He carries us. He doesn't give us what we deserve. His grace and mercy is sufficient. So our soul is our feelings and our emotions, and we cannot be mastered and controlled by our feelings and our emotions. They are indeed necessary, but the discernment comes from the spirit that is within us that must be regenerated by only a relationship with our Creator. Son, thy sins are forgiven. Guilt is a heavy, crippling, and destructive. This healing to me was more about guilt than sins being forgiven. Yeshua settled our sin debt. Oh, praise goes right there for sure. If we could have an MRI in the church, we'd see many that are twisted and in need of healing and help. And dare I say, as we sat in the church, whether it be virtual church or physical church or in different meetings and teachings, we too have sat in that seat of being dismayed, discouraged, entangled in sin, or in a situation to maybe a battered situation, maybe addiction, maybe shopping, maybe gluttony. You just can't stay away from the refrigerator. It's like it's calling you. Our soul, our spirit, our soul is our emotions that, you know, our senses that seem to control us often. A wise person once told me, in the midst of negotiation and debate in a professional session, leave your emotions out of it. Just state the facts. The connection of your soul and the physical appearance, they are connected, because we all are mind, body, spirit, and soul. We have to deal, as hard as it is, with the various sin issues in our lives. And I have to add here before, because I'm guilty of this, so I'm really preaching to myself this morning, but before I go and try to rectify or help or save or interfere with someone else's issues, I need to deal with my own issues in my own house, in my own life. Why do I feel the need? Why do you, let's make it personal, why do you, my brother, my sister, my child, my young person, feel the need to jump in and interfere when probably the Lord was just getting ready to show that individual what they needed to see to bring them through, no matter how hard it is, what they needed to be brought through? But with our emotions and our soulish selves, if you will, we jump in and we're trying to thwart what the Lord is doing in that person's life. A wise counselor once told me, because I'm always trying to help the family and help people, and Prophet Kai knows what I'm talking about. I'm always trying to be there to help different people, you know, just being ruled by my soul when really I need to sit back. Who the wise counselor told me, why do I feel that that capacity and that weight is for me to carry when that's the Lord's burden to carry? I'll just drop that in your spirit. So we are gifted at, it's maybe a little harsh, at faking many things, many factors and many actors and actresses in the house, in the church house, in the virtual church house, in our own house. Some people say faking it until you're making it. We just need to hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand and let him be the master over us and not let sin master us, but we be the master over sin. And good news, he's given us exactly what we need to do that. And I can tell by the time that I won't be able to finish this message, so we'll definitely pick it up, but I'll keep going. We wear the makeup and the mask, you know, for the women. And for the men, we wear the hat and the suit, and we're dressed up so debonair. Guess what? Newsflash. Yeshua, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Holy Conscience, is simply not concerned about how we look. And Lord knows we can dress it up. I know I can. Our act, he is concerned about our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. And he gives us the tools so that we can navigate through all of that. Just see Luke 13, verses 10 through 12. The woman, she had an infirmity, her sickness for 18 years. She was bowed and bent over. Yet, she still worshiped. Yet, she still had the mind and deep within her spirit to know that when the master came through the town, she just needed to touch the hem of his garment. What is still affecting you today? This woman suffered for 18 years. That's a long time. That's longer than most people live. What is affecting you today? Let's go deep. What is affecting you today from your childhood, from that marriage, from relationships, from broken relationships, even with family and friends, from issues with finances and our jobs? When Yeshua saw the woman, he stopped his preaching. Yes, it's a time to preach and it's a time to stop preaching, and it was a time to heal this woman. And this may have been one of the few times that he actually stopped to heal her. Glory be to the Lord. He's always on time. Some folks say he may not come when we want him to come, because it's not our will, it's his will. And his will and his timing is always perfect. Praise your name, Lord. We praise your holy name. God's attention is on us. He is looking directly at us. He is looking directly at me. You may not get someone's attention, but the Lord's eyes are upon you. And guess what? His attention is the only attention that matters. His favor and his nod and his recognition and his well done, my good and faithful servant, is all that matters. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks or says about you. As our ancestors say, they talked about the Lord, so you know they're going to talk about you. And yes, words are spirit, and yes, words do hurt, and yes, words do stay with us, but this is why we rightly divide words. This is why the spirit comes in and separates. This is why the Lord gives us discernment. This is why we sing, we dance, we shout, we praise our heavenly Father, and he's here on earth with us. So don't be ruled by your soul and your emotions and go to and from like the waves of the sea. Let the Holy Spirit interject and penetrate your mind, your body, and your soul, and stir up the gift, the wonderful spirit within you. Thank you for allowing me to share a little time this morning. Host, are you there?
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. What a wow, that was a wealthy word that has a whole lot of information and instructions that we can use for our life. Thank you so much, woman of God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. At this moment, let us take a moment to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. And we know that everything that we need will be added unto us. We thank you that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want for anything. I thank you that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are delivered, that we are set free, God. And I thank you that this is a winning Wednesday. As we walk in your light, we walk in your light in victory, God. We walk in your light being more than conquerors, God. We walk in your light with our steps already ordered and predestined for our lives, Father. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, God. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Lord, we just thank you for the message that you sent through our messenger this morning. I ask that you would fill Ruth up until she overflows. I decree and declare that every single need that she stands in need of, God, you already have the answer. You already have the provision. So we ask that you would manifest it in her life right now, God. I pray that she would continue to walk in your dominion, your power, and your authority, and the lives will be changed because she is a kingdom changer. And these things we decree and declare in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Also, you can go to themasterscall.net. Following this call, we will be headed over to the morning motivational call with the phenomenal Flanagan's, where the topic will be allergies. That number again is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Again, I would like to thank Psalmist Kaylin for bringing us into moments of worship this morning. Again, thank you to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us and tagging this day, Walk in the Light Wednesday. Thank you to Minister Ruth for blessing us this morning and giving us instructions straight from the throne room on how to operate our lives in this day and forevermore. I'm going to ask right now if Minister Ruth will come back and give us our benediction. It has been an honor for me to wake up at old dark 30 and to serve the kingdom of God here on the Master's Call. God bless you all. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Minister Ruth, the benediction, please.
Yes. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable, Lord, in your sight, for you are indeed our strength and our Redeemer. Go and command your morning and have a blessed and prosperous day.